since we left off yesterday, that one thing seems to be very, very clear from our sugya, that once something is considered to be an davar asur b'hanoah, someone would not have the ability to be mafker it. Now, whether that translates simply to mean you can't be mevatel it, that was a loaded question yesterday. Why bittul and hefker somehow being synonymous, either because of the mumness or because of hechshatuma, all the different things we spoke about yesterday. But let's leave out chametz for a moment. Going back to plain and simple, the mumness seems to be almost a no-brainer that once something is also b'hanoah, so then the ability to be meiched, machdish, mafkir, all the above, seems to fall by the wayside. So the problem is, in the fifth of the Rambam Kamos, tucked away, whole place in the animus that has krisos, find that entire premise. We have to take a look at that Gemara very, very carefully to see what the Gemara means, and specifically what the Gemara means in the context of our sugya. So we take a look at the fifth of the Rambam Kamos. Amar Rabbi Kus Pidoy and Rabbi Yechonin. Shor hanisko shehu dov kolamachzik bo zochabo. We were discussing about a shore that sounds like it's about to become a shore nisko. It is taken to Beis Din, Adam testifying that the animal killed somebody. Beis Din is deliberating, and then Beis Din hears the whole, and finally they decide shor ploni tachay to give a psak that the shore is chayav misa. So, Ora, at that point, a few things happen. First of all, it's going to be Chayav Misa once the Gvardin is given. L'chora becomes Asa Bano, say L'chora, because that was even subject to a little bit of a debate. And all the Dinim of Shor is going to begin to kick in at that point. Comes the Gemara and says, as the Shor is being taken out to Beis Din to be killed, so right then and there, two other Edim walk into Beis Din and say to the first set of Edim, wait a second, you guys testified that the Shor killed somebody in New York on Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Two magic words from the beginning of Sekhaz Makos. Emmanuel Yisev, you were with us at that time in California. There's no way. I don't know the word of Zoom. Maybe it could be in a lot of different places, a lot of times. But in the olden days, if you were in New York at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, you weren't in California at 3 o'clock on Tuesday. So Emmanuel Yisev, and therefore you are Adam Zomerman. Now, we know that a lot of things happen once Edom are declared to be Edom. First and foremost is Vasisa Blokashizom, Lassus the oven. They're now going to be chayef to pay to whatever potential damages they were trying to cause. Other halachas of Edom, once the Edom are declared to be Edom, they become possibly Edos, a whole array of different halachas that happen once Edom become Edom. So here comes the Gemara and says a startling statement. The Gemara says that. And once Reuven Shor was declared to be a Shor Nisko, even though subsequently the Edom were proven to be Shekwar, they proven to be Edom Zomim, the whole thing never happened. If after the Gemara Din, let's not forget, the Gemara Din that turns out to have been meaningless, if after the Gemara Din, somebody came and grabbed on to that Shor and walked away with that Shor for himself, and now the Gloy Milson that the Edom are Edom Zomim, it doesn't matter. The person who was machzik on the shore gets to keep the shore. What in the world does that mean? So we took a little bit of a snippet of the Gemara. The Gemara goes on a few more lines, a little bit of the context of the Gemara. Basically, what happened was as follows: that when I'm sitting in Beis Din and I'm listening to the Beis Din deliberate, and I realize that they give a psach called Shor Plonet Achav Misa, my initial reaction at that point is that shore, Hefka, what am I going to do with that shore? The shore is worthless. Basically, they'll take the shore away to the base of Skilin 10 minutes from now. Forget it, I'm after the shore. It's an understood, whether it was actually verbalized, whether it's an under the muchok, another loaded question. It's understood that the Bailam were after the shore. Once the Bailam were after the shore, Kolokot was Ochabo. Now, 99% of the time, once the Beis Din Paskin, the Shor is Chayav Misa, it's going to be stolen, it's going to be killed. So the fact that somebody was quote unquote Zoch on the Shor, it's not going to be worth all that much because the Shor is not usable anyway. But in this one crazy case where it turns out that the Shor actually is not a Sabanah, it turns out that the Shor really is not a Shor because who's Mo'eda? So the whole din is reverted, the whole din is canceled. Now the Shor goes back to being a regular, full-fledged, $10,000 working Shor. It belongs to the machzik. It belongs to the second guy. Because the first guy was mafkrit already. Now, probably the most startling part of the sugya, which we're not even going to discuss, which the Gemara doesn't even discuss, is, isn't that the ultimate hefker betos? How can it be any more of a betos than that? I was mafka the shore thinking that my shore was chayav misa. Now, 5 minutes later, turning around, and my shore isn't chayav misa. I just lost my greatest help on the farm. So the Gemara somehow doesn't address that now. And we're not, that's not our sugya right now. So for somehow, somewhere, some deep dark secret, we don't consider that to be hefker betos. So bottom line is, the hefker is chal. So the hefker is chal comes the betos into the way to say, let's stop the clock. What do you mean the hefker is chal? What the Gemara basically said was that every time there's a psa given that shor nisko, it's chay misa, it's also mano, every time the Baal Din hears that, he automatically is mafker his shor. Again, whether he does it verbally, whether he does it belay, whether it's other details. But the Gemara is very clear that there's a timeline. Once the psach of Nigmar Din is given, it's understood, it's obvious. The next thing that happens is the Baal Ashur is mafker Ashur, enabling somebody else to be Zoich on the shore. So comes the Ketos and says, wait a second, what do you mean the Baal Ashur is mafker Ashur? He couldn't be mafker Ashur if he wanted to be mafkin the shore. Because once the Beis Din paskens at the shore is a shore nisko, guess what? It becomes asabano. And we all know that a dovra asabano, it can't be mafkir if you'd want to. How do we all know that? Says the psochim, I am psochim the babu beis. Says it tells, ishtaytim psochim the babu beis. Once the chametz becomes asabano, so you can't be mafkir if you'd want to. Or says it tells, just in case you're not convinced by Pesachim Davav, I am of a Kamadav Memhei, that once a shore becomes a shore nisko, Machro Eino Machor, Higdisho Eino Hekdesh, says it tells us to add something else to the list. Machro Eino Machor, Higdisho Eino Hekdesh, Hifkiro Eino Hefker, what you can't sell, well, you can't be Mafker either. So comes it tells and says, he doesn't understand the Gemara increases, not Chodal. Now again, the Gemara increases is talking about the crazy case of Edom Zomim. Says it tells, forget the crazy case. It's not about the normal case. The Gemara is assuming the normal case, the normal Mahalach HaDvarim is that Beis Din Paskens Chayav Misa, automatic Hefker, and we may look on the Kedem Zachavo. The Chiddush of Krisus Chavdalid is that Kolam Bel Zachavo applies even if Igloi Milsa turns out to be Edom. We're not interested in that right now. We're interested in the normal scenario of Psach Din, automatic Hefker, etc. It says it tells it can be. What kach do you have to be automatically be mafkir? So, comes the Ketos and says, the answer to the story is as follows. The Gemara in Krisus is the exception to the rule. The Gemara in Krisus is not the regular rule. Says the Ketos, the only reason why in Masechus Krisus the Hefker was Chal, because Igloi Milsa Lamafreya, it was never also about all the first place. Because once the Edom Zomim, once the Edom HaMazimim come and declare the Edom or Edom Zomim, Igloi Mil said the whole Psak Din was an error. Igloi Mil said the shore was never really Nesav HaNoah. Since the shore was never Nesav HaNoah, it remains Bishus Habaylim. And that is the only reason why the bottom of the Kach to be after it. So we thought, our perspective on Krisus Chavdal was the normal Mahalach is, not with Edom Zomim, the normal Mahalach is, a shore is declared to be a shore in the skull, and Beis Din Paskens that it's chayav. So Gemara is saying, well, of course, at that point, the owner of Mafka the shore says it tells no. Gemara says, never says that. That's not what Gemara is talking about. In that case, the owner couldn't be Mafka the shore if he wanted to be Mafka the shore. The only reason why the Hefker is going to be chal is because it turns out that he really was the Baalim all along, because it was never Asabana. And again, we're still walking that fine line. Still, the glaring Kashin Sugya, which we're not talking about, is, wait a second, the whole thing is a glaring Milsalim Afreya that it was never really Shor Nisko. So why is the Hefker altogether, why is that Hefker Betel? So we're not sure what the answer to that question is. Whatever the answer to that question is, says it tells that explains why the bottom of the Korach to be Mafker. So when all this, the dust settles, says it tells the Emes of Gemaras, the real Gemaras that are impacting on the Shaila, can you be Mafker, Dov Rasabana? The real Gemara is Apsachim Davav Mabes. The real Gemara is Abba Kamadav Mabes. Machor and Machor Kishman Hektish. So we extend that to mean Hefkir and Hefkir. Those are the Gemara's that really matter. The Gemara increases, So I learned that Gemara. Gemara doesn't really mean it says it's tested. Gemara means that that's only true because of the uniqueness of that situation. Now, of course, those who don't want to go down the Gemara of Tos, those who read the Gemara increase his Kepshuto and say, the Gemara is not talking about the crazy case only. The crazy case is an extension of the normal case. The normal case is there are no items over. The normal case is once a shor is declared to be a shor in his skull, so if kira hefker, you can be mafkir adavra also vano. Wait a second. If you can be mafkir adavra also vano, what happened to psachim that baba bebeis? So this completes the whole circle. There's a throwback to what we spoke about weeks ago, namely vishtei psachim that baba bebeis. You can't be mafkir adavra also vano. Who says? Remember, we mentioned from the Chavis Das. I'm sorry, from the Chavis Das also says this. We mentioned from the Chassam Sofer that Sochem Davov is the exception to the rule because Chometz is not just a davar osavano. Chometz is the daughter Tovud even in the oilam. You have to destroy it. When the Torah is screaming, destroy Tashmis by Rav, that kind of davar osavano can't have bailus too. That kind of davar osavano, you can't be mafkir. A regular, plain and simple davar osavano, such as a shohan nisko, who said you can't sell your shohan nisko? Who said you can't be mafkir? Who said you can't be mafkir? Doesn't say anywhere. It doesn't say anywhere. It says it above a comment of May. It says Mocher and Mocher. So remember, we said last week and 2 weeks ago, completing all the loose ends of the sugya, that Rabbein Atam had a totally different shot in that Gemara. Mocher and Mocher doesn't mean you can't sell it. Mocher and Mocher means don't think by selling it, the Shor is going to get off the hook. Now, you sold it to the other guy, we're going to go after him. We're going to go and grab the Shor out of his barn. Don't think that Mechira is going to get you off the hook of being a Shor Nisko. Was the Mechira Chal? Yeah, Mechira is Chal. Was the Hefke Chal? Yeah. You can be Mafke, you can be Meicha, you can be Matana. A Dav Rosman, there is no such Gemara that a Dav Rosman is that the king on him. So when all the dust settles, we had this Gemara in Krisos that was a big question. Is this Gemara in Krisos setting the stage? Is the Gemara in Krisos the model? That's the Mokor. Strange Gemara Krisos Chavdal is the mocha that you can be mafkid by Masur Bano. But if you go down that route, then you have to change Pesachim Davah, change Babakam, you may have to change everything else to be in sync with Krisos Chavdal. But you take the approach of itself that Krisos Chavdal is the exception to the rule because it was never really Asur Bano in the first place. Whereas the Gemara is that are setting the rule for Agamar and Babakam, you really can't be Mocha and Davah Asur Bano. And again, going back to where the Sugi started from, why can't you? If you can't, why can't you be mafkir davar osmano? So to throw back to the old machlokes deriving in the Ritva, all the way back to the second sukkah from two weeks ago. According to the Ravid, once something becomes osmano, it's ois bailus, it's mufkir bailus. According to the Ritva, it's not mufkir bailus. It's shalom, the inner b'shuso, and shalom, the inner b'shuso. You don't have the koch to transfer ownership on, which again set the stage for everything we spoke about 2 weeks ago. Is that really shalom, the inner b'shuso? What does inner b'shuso mean? Lack of control, gazel, all the above. So you just make a cheshbon in your heads. How many Gemaras go into this discussion? How many sugyas are impacting on this one question? We've been talking about the sugya. I mean, again, it's as we point out, we started this series of shurim. You know, there are five different sugyas, but they keep on being interlocked and related to one another. So we had a Gemara Pesachim Davar. That's what started us the ball rolling. We had Gemaras spread out throughout Bava Kama. We had Hey, we had Ayin Aleph. We had Gemaras throughout the Masechta talking about these topics, which impacted upon the Gemara and Sukkah Daf Lamed Hey, why you can't be Yatsu with Esrik Sha'ola, which impacted upon the whole concept of Shalovia and Abishuso, Gemaras and Mevakama, Gemaras and Mamatiya. And then finally, we have this Gemara and Krisos that, according to some, threw a curveball into the Sugya, and it tells the curveball out of the park. So, that Gemara, don't bother me, that Gemara. That Gemara doesn't change anything about my theory about the Varmasa or about it. So, but we're going to move on now to the next sugi, even though there's a lot left of this sugi, but the second half of these mamakamas is really more of a mamakama thing, even not that the rest hasn't been a mamakama, but it's even more of a mamakama than we were talking about, so we're going to put that part on hold maybe for another time, for another place.
Is that really translated to practical matters, meaning something's also bahana to you, I come and take it. Rabbi says you're not a bile anymore, right. So it's fine.
Right. Well, it's I'm not a buyer anymore, neither are you. It's not yours either. You know, nothing happened. When you stole it, nothing happened.
I think you're not a buyer either.
Right.
Just buy not to be also.
Right.
So, but I'm not, but I can't claim on the fee.
you're nothing, right? You took a davar shel hefker. So that's a further question. Is there a geneva or gezela on something that shelo v'ena b'shuso? That's a further, that's a machlok, is the ketos in the sivas. That's not about the kavanah. So we're going to move on to the next sugya. But when I say the next sugya, we're going to skip a sugya. We're going to skip the sugya 31. Okay, we skip the sugya 30. We're going to roll right into sugya 31, which is really almost the natural progression of everything we've been talking about. And it actually starts going right back again to Pesachim Davav. So let's go back to the first of the Maimakamos on the Maimakamos on page number 31. Believe it or not, it all started with the question of the Gemara, why Habodik Tzor Shevato? It's hard for us to believe we're still learning Pesachim. We've been learning Baba Kam for the last month. But it started with the Gemara's statement that Amar Rav Yehuda, Habodik Tzor Shevato. So the Gemara says, why? But it's invalid. You just did B'dikas Chometz. What could go wrong? The Gemara says, what could go wrong? You did B'dikas Chometz, but maybe not as good as you should have done. And there's a possibility, Shem Yim Tzegluska Yafim. Maybe you'll find a nice piece of cake, a nice cookie, and you'll end up owning that cookie. That may be a problem of by Rabbi Matzah, maybe it'll be a problem of Shem Yovel Yochlom, an array of different concerns. So come to Gemara and says, what's the big deal? So you'll find the cookie. So you'll be about the cookie. What's the big deal? So the Gemara says that Gemara has the concern. No, not so simple. We're afraid you may come to be, you may come to find the cookie, you're going to find the chametz after this banisir, and after this banisir, you can't be mivatel one anymore. So the question is, what does that mean exactly? Let's point to it, to a moment on the clock. What is this banisir? What is the point of no return that prevents you from being mivatel the chametz? If you would have asked me, I would have said, the point is chatzos. We spent a lot of time this year talking about Achbiyam Arishon, and Vosishcha Chometam Zivchi, and that's the moment of the truth. That's the emes of time. So not so simple. The Gemara continues on in the first of the Maimakamos, talking about once Chazal Misakin Habodik Tzorashi Yavatel. So the Gemara wants to know, when should you do this Bitul Chometz? This Tachonis Chom that was into the Habodik Tzorashi Yavatel, because we're afraid you're going to find the Chometz after it's ready, also by now, and you're not going to have the option of doing bittul. So when on the clock did Chazal institute bittul? So the Gemara says, b'shas b'dika, which is what we do. As soon as we finish b'dika chametz, we open up the machzer, and we say, kol chamir. We do what it says in the Gemara, b'dika chametz. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Why do you have to do bittul chametz right then and there? Why do rush to do it at night? Wait till the next morning. Yes, the Gemara, b'niftalei b'arba, b'niftalei b'chamesh. Why do you do bittul tomorrow morning, the fourth hour, the fifth hour? The Gemara says, no, that's not a good time for Chazal to institute Bittul. You know why? Came the Lav Zman Yisuru, the Lav Zman Biuru, the Mepashal Mubatulay. We're going to tell everybody, okay, everybody at 10:32 do Bittul Chometz. No one's going to remember in 10:32 to do Bittul Chometz. Why? Nothing's happening at 10:32. The Chometz is still Mutter. I didn't do Bittul. All of a sudden, everyone's going to remember 10:32 to do Bittul Chometz. It's unlikely it's going to be effective. So therefore, Chazal didn't want to institute that as this man. Yes, the Gemara initially be shis. So one of Chazal say, okay, when the chametz becomes asa b'hanah, that everyone's ready looking at the clock anyway. Everyone's looking at the watch. Oh, it's 11:42. So now the chametz, I can't use the chametz anymore. Let's institute that should be this man a bittul. So why are you picking on the night before? Why don't you wait till the last minute? And there may even be an advantage of waiting later. But if a person acquired some more chametz in the interim, but if a person has chametz that he didn't need to be mivatel that before, he wanted to eat it for breakfast, so now he wants to be mivatel. Now it's probably safer to push the bittul off a little bit. So says about just to institute bittul at 8 o'clock in the morning, that's not going to work. But why don't we do bittul when the chametz becomes aser? So comes the Gemara and says, no, that's too late. Kaven the isura the rabbanim lavei kida raisidam ya v'labishu se kaim v'lomazim mivatel. So now the Gemara has a second chiddush for us. Comes the Gemara and says that not only when chametz is asa b'hanah min haTorah can you no longer do bittul for all the reasons of ayin sham ayin previous sugyas. So not only when it's asa b'hanah min haTorah ayin chatzos, but even the hour before is too late, because once Chazal is saying that the chametz is asa b'hanah, it becomes a davar asa b'hanah, and for whatever reason that prevented you from being mevatel a davar asa b'hanah min haTorah ayin after chatzos, it's the identical reason that's preventing you from doing it in the hour before Chatzos as well. So the Gemara here has committed to the following Chiddush. Not only are Isurim D'Oraisa not able to be Mevatel or Mafke, whatever you think the reason for that then is, Isurim D'Rabbanan are on the same thing. Same exact thing. And says the Gemara, and we're going to prove to you that that's the case, and that sets the stage for our sugya. D'yom Rav Gidlam Rav Chiba Yosef Marav, HaMekadesh B'Shei Shol Sulamala, Afilu B'chitet K'udnaisa In Choshen L'Kedushin. Says the Gemara, if you try to be Mekadesh Isha with the following at the following time, the Gemara uses two phrases, each one of them is vague. Chitet K'udnaisa, that's some kind of a chametz, and B'Shei Shol Sulamala. We're not sure, does that mean the beginning of the sixth hour? Does it mean the end of the sixth hour? It's a pretty big nafkamina. The simple pshat in the Gemara is, the Gemara is talking about in the sixth hour itself. Sheshel Slamal is referring to from the beginning of the sixth hour. We're not quite sure what the chit to kudanais is, hopefully to be determined as the sugya unravels. But the Gemara seems to be supporting the theory that we just said before, that there are bones and their eyes are the same. But the same way that you can't be bevat the chometz once it's also banam in a Torah, so too, you can't be about the chametz once it's also by Noamid Rabbanon. So it's this Gemara, the Kaddish B'Shei Shos L'Mala, that serves as the support for this idea. The Rabbanon's derais is all the same. Once Chazal Masaket it, the game's over. So one thing is crystal clear for this Gemara is that you can't be Mekadesh Anisha with a Dover also by Noam. That's like obvious, that's like Boshin. Of course, you can't be Mekadesh Anisha with the cheeseburger, with the oil, with the killer carrot, etc. Chiddush of Psachim Davav is, not only if it's a deraisidika problem, even if it's a derabandika problem, that's also included. But the deraisidika problem, if you have a real davar asma, no, what's the shadow? What's the suffix? So that is, in fact, supported by the second of the Mamakomas, where the Mishnah says, Beferish, Hamakadesh, Ba'orla, Bekilia Kerem, Beshua Nisko, Be'agla Rufa, Tipor Mitzor, the birds that are sent down for the Mitzor, Beser Nazar, the hair of the Nazar, Petah Hamor, Fos Becholov, Kulishish Lubiazara. You got a pretty exhaustive list there of all the Dvar Masur Mano. Guess what? Ain't a mikudeshes. If you're standing under the chuppah and you yank out that shor niskol, that pet the chamor or something, it's not going to work. Mekadesh b'sura not ain't a mikudeshes. So the Mishnah is listing off the deraisas. The Gemara here completes the list with the derabbanans chametz b'shei shos, and the din is unequivocally true. Mekadesh b'sura not ain't a mikudeshes. Can't argue that. We can't argue it, but we definitely can't question it. Why is that true conceptually? Why can't I be Mekadosh Isha with the cheeseburger? Why can't I be Mekadosh with the oil of the killer carom? So the Chorah, this is a throwback to everything we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks. That's what I meant before. There's a natural segue into the sugya. So let's see what we can do our homework. According to the view of the Ravid, who says that you don't own Yisrael and all. And that's what the Ravid in Sukkot Daf Lamed Hei says, you can't be Yotun, that's what you own if it's not Lachem. So the answer is obvious. Why can't you be Mekadosh Isha with a cheeseburger? Because you don't own the cheeseburger. The first question, the rabbi asks Yom Dechuba, do you own this ring? Did you purchase it with your own money? So when the rabbi asks the person under the chuba, do you own this cheeseburger? The answer is, unfortunately, according to the rabbi, no. If the rabbi is asking the question, you got to answer the rabbi's question. I don't own it. It's not lachem. I ain't Sukkot Daf Lamed Hei. I ain't rabbi Shom. So according to the rabbi, the Mishnah reads like a charm. Mekadesh b'Yisrael not. Chris doesn't belong to you. That's why. What about according to those who say Yisrael not does belong to you? The Ritva in Sukkot Daf Lamed Hei. Why can't you be Mekadesh for it if it belongs to you? So the Chor, we have to pull the Ktos out from last sugya. So the Ktos told us that even though Yisrael not are Shalom, but there ain't a B'Shuso. And any item that's Shalom and a B'Shuso, you may own it, but you can't transfer that ownership to somebody else. You can't be mafka, you can't be makdish, you can't sell it, you can't give it as a matana. That's what shalom yad b'shusa means. So according to the Tzos, Aliva Daritva, that Yisrael Ano, or in that gray area of shalom yad b'shusa, I understand why the condition is not chal. In order for the condition to take effect, you have to transfer ownership in that ring to your kala. If you hand her a ring, imagine the following. You give a ring and say, Harem Kadesh Lee, but it's going to be my ring. I'm going to hold on to that ring. So, that's very nice, but you find yourself another kala, another ring. So guess if Kedusha means, I have to give it to you, that the money belongs to you. So here the guy standing on the chuppah, and Himi Mucham Zuma and Harem Kadesh Lee, but cheeseburger is on, he hands it a cheeseburger. So comes the Ketos and says, she doesn't own the cheeseburger. Why? I ain't Sugi Zimbabwe Kama, seventh back, Shaloi Yedibishu. So
why do you have to go
there
and talk about commercial activity? The idea that he's getting married, it's a form of hadar.
Okay, so that would be true, possibly true, but that would not necessarily disqualify the Gedushin. That may say what he's doing is not right, and what he's doing is osur, and he's doing a temple of every nen and misri hana, but just because you did something wrong doesn't necessarily mean the Gedushin is bottom. So we're trying to discuss why the Gedushin is not chal. But according to the Kaddish, Gedushin is also doing an aveira, but the Gedushin is chal. So we want to know, is the Gedushin chal? So again, according to the Ravid, it's not chal, obvious, because it doesn't belong to. According to the Ritva, at least the Tosfos version of the Ritva, it's not chal, because it's shalom yad mishuzah. But if you remember back to the previous sugya, so we said we're not so sure the Ravid, and we're not even so sure the Tosfos chat and the Ritva is correct. Those are those Rashba Ritvas, who said what about what topic? We were very comfortable presenting the view that Isuri Ana are Shalom, Isuri Ana are Bishuso, not Hawaiian Mukadeshis. So the answer is very simple. It's Shalom and it's Bishuso. But the Masada Kedushin asks two questions. He asks, number one, is it yours? So according to our version, the answer is, yeah, of course, Rabbi, of course it's mine. And he turns to the Adam and says, does this cheeseburger look to you like it's worth a Sheva Pruta? So the Adam say, a cheeseburger? Sheva, who in their right mind is going to, how are you going to pay money for a cheeseburger? You're not allowed. The price tag on the cheeseburger in the kosher store is zero. And who's going to pay a penny for it? You got to throw it to the garbage. So maybe that's the reason why the Kaddish Baruch Hu like carries it in the dash. It's not because it's a chesed and shalom, not because it's a chesed and b'shuso, because it's just simply not a Sheva Pruta. So we have three possibilities for this day. So again, the Gemara in Pesachim is clear as day. It can't be Mekadosh an Isha with Yisrael Noah. Even the Rabbanon think Yisrael Noah is not good. The Mishnah Kedushin is the source of this. Mekadosh B'Orah L'Kirkev, Eid Mekadosh, finish, end of discussion. Why? You pick, you choose. Either because it's a Chisaron of Shaloi, Chisaron of Rishusa, or it's a Chisaron of Enosh of Alphabet Shem tomorrow. We're going to see these three reasons set the stage for now the deliberation of Rishonim. I'll give some of the details about when the Mishnah does it, about 12 of which tomorrow we'll pick up the Sugya Mekadosh B'Orah. That's clear from these poskim that the definition of Shabbos is dependent on our definition of Shabbos.
Thank you.